Hello, hello, hello. Hi, Shamaya. How are you?
Here, I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm doing amazing. It's beautiful in heaven.
That's so nice. I'm in heaven too.
Yes, of course. Heaven is where you are.
Absolutely.
So, Shamaya, tell us a little bit about you.
Oh, a little bit about me. What I love to do is I love to organize. It's like eating chocolate cake. And I love helping people improve their life and their business by getting more organized.
Wow, that's very nice.
Yeah, and I'm joining you live today from Panama in Central America.
Wow, 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 from Panama.
Yes.
Good. Right,
Panama, definitely. So,
what are we going to talk about today?
Today, I'd love to talk to you about relationships and how you can help. Because what I've noticed working with clients and with people you meet that we all want to help. So how can you have a bigger impact and where do you find people? Like even with clients that have great products, how do they get it, or services, how can they get it out to more people?
Okay, so two parts. First of all, how do you have more impact? So the basic law is the only reason a person learn or improve or grow is so he can help other people. The reason for you to grow, to learn, to improve is so you can help other people. If you have that in mind, you will see that your whole viewpoint will be, okay, I want to help people. So if I want to help people, I cannot find fault with them. If I can start and find good things with them, they will be attracted to you. Now, why? Because while in the physical universe, plus attract minus, so physically you will fight, plus and minus will fight, and they will attract themselves, but it will not be a cell. Spiritually, plus attract plus. So when you find good with people, you'll get all the good things in life, money, relationships, love, health, anything that you consider good will come only if you find this thing in other people, which means that I can estimate the amount of money a person will make in the next year by his view on other people. The more he thinks other people are bad, the worse he will get. And these other people can be someone that close to you, people in general. It is just a number game. How many times per day you find fault with people, with the cars, with things? If you count how many times per day you find fault, how many times fault per day you have criticism, it will tell you how small your bank balance will be. And it is quite fascinating that the real indication and the real correction or the panacea for all money problem, all health problem, all relationship problem is how you view other people. It has zero to do with them, nothing to do with them.
That's powerful.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's true. And the only thing that you should do then from that view is improve your ability to see the good in others. And if you will just practice that, you will see that everything will be good. You'll see that generally you become good at what you practice.
True.
You become good at what you practice. And most people are really practicing day in and day out, even when they sleep, how bad and how wrong everyone is in an effort to make themselves right. So they practice that, so they become really good at that, and you find only those things you're looking for. Only, you find only what you're looking for. And if you look for bad, you find bad, and you get bad. It is really, you get what you're looking for.
Yeah, so the more good you find in people, the more good you find in life, more good you'll have. You'll
exactly.
See, it's like it keeps expanding. So that's very But then from a business perspective, it's good. So that's a change that you can make immediately. It's actually not simple, but it's simple. It's not easy.
It's simple. It's not easy. That's very true.
You can start making immediate changes and experience improvement right away. How do you do it as a business owner? If you want to help more people, how can you reach more people with your message or showing, explaining to them how you can help them?
Okay, good. So probably the one thing that business people need to understand is that marketing is a number game. You need to put out the message again and again and again. Most people put their message out and they start to put the message out and they get a loss because no one replies. And they say, well, but I've sent already 2,000 emails and no one replied. You really need to understand that you need to send it again and again and again and again and again, and it will work. Because it is the ability to continue on a given course that actually bring the result. And when you start to communicate to people, you will see that they will not reply immediately because most people have been betrayed so many times, so they don't actually want to hear or to see what you have to say. But if you tell them many, 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 many times the same message, they will hear. It's a bit like, you know, sometimes you open, I don't know, MSN or whatever your thing that you're looking at, and you get these messages again and again and again, and you say, that's not interesting, that's not interesting, that's not interesting, that's not interesting. And you open something, and then a few hours later, you see the same messages, and you said, that's not interesting, that's not interesting, that's not interesting, and you open what you want. And a few hours later, it's the same thing, and you say, it's not interesting, it's not interesting, I saw it already. And 2-3 days later, you see the same message again, and you said, you know what, let me click it, and you open it. It is really that a person need the same message again and again and again and again and again, and eventually they get it and they open it. Now, this is one thing. The second part of it is the message need to be a message that you surveyed. Usually what people do, they communicate what they think they want to say. But what you should communicate is what the customer tells you he wants to hear. Not what you think you want to say, but what the customer tells you you want to hear. So if I have a marketing company and I tell them, look, I need you to prepare for me a promotion piece, and they come to me and they say, what do you think? I immediately say, I think that you're fired. And they say, what do you mean? Why you think I'm fired? Because what I think is not important. I'm not the customer. Show me what the customer think about that promo piece, and that's what's important. And that's two parts. Number one, you need to communicate the message many, 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 many times. And number two, the message have to be a message that the customer wants to hear. And if you have the combination of these two, you will see that people will simply come to you and ask for your help.
That's awesome. And how do you do that? Then you say you do survey, you survey the customer, but if you don't have the customers yet, or you want to find a new group of customers, how do you survey?
You find the general idea of what people think, and there's quite a few ways to do that. Number one, you can just go online and find in the subject that you're talking about, go to a group that talk about time management and read what they say. And you will see that there is a kind of a theme going on. They believe in something. They have a viewpoint about time. They have a viewpoint about work. They have a viewpoint about the boss. They have a viewpoint about the workload. They have a viewpoint. And you need to communicate that viewpoint. Not what is right, not what is wrong, not nothing. You need to communicate that viewpoint. Because if you will communicate that viewpoint, you will create disagreement. And if you agree with them, they will talk to you. Mm-hmm. If you will agree with them, they will talk to you. So you go online and you find what's their viewpoint. And today it's really easy because it's all online. You don't even have to send the messages to people and ask them. Of course, you can ask them more specific question and find what's the emotion. But if you will find even generally what they talk about. So if everyone, for example, let's say I'm coaching on time management. And I think that the most important thing about time management is to get organized. And if you'll get organized, you will get your time utilized better, which is probably logical. I can say that until I'm blue in the face. If everyone think that time management has to do with how much free time they get from the company, because they need to get a better condition of working, I need to say, look, if you want better, more time, if you want to figure out how to get free time so you can do all the things that you love, I will teach you how. Now I'm hitting what they want, free time to do the things that they love.
Yeah.
So they want time management in order to get this free time to do the things that they love. So you really have to work in that way. Just before the next question, I just want to say hi to the people that are online. So I see Bonnie, hi, hello, nice to see you. And I see Punamatish, I hope I say your word correctly. And a Facebook user, that's a Meiren Shamaya, sending you love. Ah, from Della, Della, hi, nice to see you, Della, amazing Della. And Vijaya, hello, Meir and Shamaya, amazing lessons. Yes, thank you very much. And we have Carmen. Hello, Carmen. We love you too. Very nice to see you. So, we have more people on Instagram. And if you have any questions or if you want to be part of the discussion, you can send messages on the chat and I'll be very, very happy to answer them. Yes, we have more questions. Okay, here we go. Shamaya, next question.
Okay, well, let's go a little more in depth because you said you have to send a message out. Email is one way. What other ways would you recommend? Because like Facebook, you can put it out, but if you don't get a lot of likes, no, Facebook may not show it. Same with Instagram. How do we create the buzz?
Okay, so how do you increase the engagement is really the question, yes? Because the way to do that, the best way to get engagement is emails. So everything you do should be in the direction of creating email list of names. You want list of names. So you want to give them something for free, something of value for free. So they will give you in return emails, because if they give you the emails, they say, look, we are willing to listen to you. So everything you do at the beginning is my one and only intention is to increase the size of my email list. Only intention. And the only reason why I want more people on Instagram is because I want more people that will get give me emails. That's the message, okay? Now, how do you do that? Of course, using social media. So for example, you start to work on Instagram and you start to put, let's say I'm putting quotes out. Okay, so I'm putting quotes on Instagram and I see the engagement is quite low and it's not going on. And you start to think, okay, good. You start to look and you say, okay, why Instagram don't like my quotes? My quotes are really smart. Why no one wants to read them? Or why Instagram don't want anyone to read them? And then you realize, you're putting your social media data there. So Instagram think that it is advertising and they want you to pay for it. So they don't promote you to give you a message. Hey, look, we want you to pay for it. So they want for something that doesn't look like advertising, that doesn't look like something that you're selling something, but that have value for their users, yes? And you start to work with trying different things. You really need to be willing to, number one, learn what the engine of the social media like, and number two, experiment with that. Add this, remove that, make the video shorter, longer. Use use people's picture, use just stock pictures. Just play with that, just use blank background. And again, your customer in that case, who you should ask is not what you like, is what Instagram like. Yeah. Understand? Because in that case, exactly the same principle. You need to ask your customer, in this case is Instagram, the engine. Hey, engine, what do you like? Because I want more engagement from Instagram. So they will read what I say. So they will give me the emails. So somehow I can tell them, look, follow me or give me your email address so I can send you more valuable information. So the first thing is to do that organically. And of course, there is always the other part, which is you can, of course, promote something for money. And you have pay advertising. And in that pay advertising, since you pay, you really want to survey before you start to put paid advertising, because otherwise your marketing money will go down the drain and it will be useless.
Yeah, definitely. Cool. Well, thank you. I know that the other thing, I know you're doing a webinar next week, Wednesday, which is related to emotions. How would you say that? Why would you say this webinar would be very valuable for business owners, entrepreneurs, basically, yeah, also for like a business setting, not just for individuals?
Okay, good. So the only reason, the most important thing in business is sales. If you can sell enough, you will make it in business. Why? Because if you sell enough, even if you don't really know how to deliver, and even if you don't have a good product, and even you, if you have enough money, you will be able to fix it. So sales can outdo all the damages that delivery can do, okay? So you need to be able to sell. You really have to be an expert salesperson if you want to be successful in business. Why people sell? People buy because they like something. They buy it emotionally. Every single person that ever purchased something purchased it because of an emotional reason. He then used logic to justify the emotions, but what caused him to buy is emotions. So the more you understand human emotions, the better a salesperson you will be, the better your life will be. Financially, I'm talking about. Now, people think, well, but I'm not a salesperson. Everyone is a salesperson. What do I mean, everyone is a salesperson? You go to a lady in a bar, you need to sell her. You need to close her. What does it mean to sell? A salesperson is a person that helps the prospect to help himself with his product or service. So in the case of a lady, I'm going to help her to help herself with my product and service. What is my product and service? Is how can I maximize her potential? And the moment that she will realize that I can maximize her potential, at that moment, she's buying me. Does it make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So sell. Everyone is selling. Everyone selling all the time. You're a salesperson. And if you want to be a salesperson, you need to understand one thing and one thing alone, emotions. If you understand emotions, your emotions, the customer emotions, the product emotion, money has emotions. If you understand emotions, you will have money. End of cycle. There's no question about it. And the side note for that, if you understand emotions really, you will not be able not to love your fellow man. If you really understand emotion, there will be no situation where you could not love your fellow man, because you will be able to separate between the person and his emotions. Two separate things. And you will not judge the person by his emotions, like you will not judge a person by his car. You evaluate the person by the person, and he has that car. Okay, it's not important which car he's driving today. The emotion is like the car, and the person, the spirit, is what you're actually dealing with. And to really be able to do this separation and actually use it to everyone's advantage, you really have to understand emotions.
And that's what you covered on Wednesday?
And that's one of the things we will cover on Wednesday. What is emotions? How they get destroyed? Why people that you have a woman and a man and a woman, and they get together and they just at the beginning, they cannot wait for the next text. And they just sitting next to the cell phone. Did he text? Didn't he text? Didn't text? And she is like, she cannot wait. And every word that she writes, he goes to her, his friend, his best friend, what should I answer her? And everything is like, oh, wow, 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 wow. And 6 months later, she says hello, and he says hi. And she said, I love you, and he said, I'll call you later. He doesn't have time for her, or she doesn't have time for him. All of a sudden, things, the same person that you admired before, you said, no, he changed. No, he did not change. He did not change. No one changed in 6 months. He did not change. Your viewpoint on him changed. How come? How come a person that you admired for years, all of a sudden you hate? You say, oh, well, I just realized I didn't see his true face. Really? You've been married to him for 30 years and you didn't see his true face? Oh, I knew from day one and you waited for 30 years to get divorced? Really?
Or they say love is gone.
Yeah, the love is gone, or love. I fell out of love.
Exactly.
It's like you were walking, someone put a leg and you fell out of love. You know, nonsense. So there's an actual, really technical reason that if you understand it, number one, you will maintain or you will create your relationship. And number two, if your relationship are broken, you will be able to fix it. And I will show you the 9 reasons why relationship breaks and how to fix them. This is all in this one webinar. It will be so powerful that when I'm talking about relationships, I'm talking about the relationship with your clients. I'm talking about relationship with your boss, with your employees, relationship with yourself. If you are sick, you have a problem, a relationship problem with your body. How do you fix relationship? How do you fix relationship? Any relationship. There are 9 reasons relationship break, only 9. If you know them and if you know what is the cure, if you know what's the antidote for the venom that you got, you will see that your relationship will be amazing. Even after years and years and years. I can tell you for sure that it works. I'm married to Aviva for 34 years, and every day is a bigger, better, more amazing days. And it's not that we never had any kind of rough moments, but it was never something that was bad or terrible or, okay, fine, so there was a misunderstanding. We used the tools that we have and it took 1 hour or 3 hours and it was fixed. But it wasn't like, okay, fine, that's it, I had it, get out there, blah, blah, blah.
That's awesome. Because in the end, what's the most valuable thing in life is relationships. Relationship with your spouse, with your children, with your friends, your family. You can have all the money, but without relationships, it's useless. And likely you won't really have the money, because the money, you need to work with your clients, you have a team, you have staff. So relationships make life beautiful, make it worthwhile. So I'm very excited about the webinar that's coming up.
Yeah, there's an actual study. I think, I don't think I know. It's the longest going study in history. And it is a study about the relationship. And it has been going for, I think, something like 150 years. It has, there are different kind of people. There's one president of the United States that is part of the study. There are people from all walks of life. And this study after, I want to say 150 years, but I don't remember exactly the number of years. But after more than 100 years of study, there is 100% conclusion that how rich, how healthy, and how happy you are get defined only by the number and quality of relationships that you have. Nothing else defines it. So they can take a person today and look at his relationships and get accurate estimation of how long he will live, how many diseases he will have, and how wealthy he will be. They have an actual formula that you can take a person and evaluate. Just look at his relationships. You don't know anything about his profession, what he studied, nothing. Just his relationships. Just observe his relationships. You take 10 different relationships, you observe them, and based on that, they can say how healthy, wealthy, and happy you will be. And that's amazing. Because yes, relationships is the most important thing ever.
Yeah. It makes sense. And this is the one thing, well, one of the many things, actually, they never, nobody ever teaches you.
That's nobody correct.
The key thing about relationships, about emotions, how to handle them, how to handle them in other people.
Exactly, exactly. And if you want to join the webinar, I just put it on the screen. You simply go to www.gp100x.com, register. It's totally for free. The first and maybe the second one will be for free, and the rest of the series will be paid. So I really suggest that you will join and get more people to join. We started to promote this thing about, I think, a week ago or something like that, like really started to promote it. We already almost fully booked. So we have 100 seats available. So if you want to join, don't wait, because we have more than 100 people that registered already. But from experience, we know that the relationship between how many people that registered and how many people that actually arrive is more or less 50 to 60% of the people that actually arrive. So we have, I want to say something like 150 people registered. So you've got more or less another 50 people that will register, that can register. It's going very fast. You really want to register, don't wait, and promote it to your friends, promote it to your family. It will be the biggest present you ever gave them. If you study with me, you know that what I say is correct. Yeah. It's the biggest present you can give to your friends.
Absolutely. And I have to say, when I first met you, Mayor, it was in Tampa, Florida. And I was, at the time, I was having exactly that. I was suffering depression, anxiety. Physically, I was not in a good shape. And in just working with you and learning from you, within a few months, actually immediately things started to improve. Within a few months, my life got to a level that I thought, wow, my business was growing. Emotionally, I was doing a lot better. Physically, I'm doing better, sleeping better. I had weird things happening, and like all of that has been a few years. It's all gone. My life now is amazing. I can create it. Relationships are better. Life just become more fun.
Yes.
In every aspect, which is just like, wow, it's really, really, really a big difference since the first time we met.
Yeah.
And where we are today. Anybody that's still considering if it's worth it, definitely make sure you register. It's priceless what you'll get out of it. It's life changing.
Thank you. Yes, and definitely, and I definitely remember our first meeting, and it was really funny. We started to work together. You came to a seminar, and after a day, and you said, "Well, but my life didn't change totally." When did it happen?
Yeah, and take you so long.
What takes you so long?
I know. But what's really been amazing is to experience that change, to see how much you cared. And I can understand too, because when I first met you and you said like, okay, let's meet for coffee, I'm like, okay, what does he want? As you mentioned, people have been betrayed me so many times in the name of help. I had been hurt so many times. To trust somebody and say, okay, does he really want to help? So I understand if you're a little hesitant, but I can promise you that Mayor absolutely cares, and he wants to help you without hidden agenda, without trying to like take advantage of you. He's just there to help. And I've seen that with hundreds of students, of people that I've met from all over the world, all walks of life, whose life you've touched and changed for the better. Really beautiful. So thank you. Thank you. It's definitely been a joy and a pleasure and a privilege working with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And the same here. And then you while you had the anxiety maybe and stuff like that, you were always very powerful. You maybe did not see it, but I saw it and I told you. Super powerful.
Super able.
You didn't believe me, I know, but I saw it, so you were not believing, but I saw what I saw.
Yeah, it's been an amazing journey, and it's something that I wish for everybody, because it has changed so much. Life was so painful, and whatever I was doing, and I was doing courses, and like, you name it, I've been there, from Tony Robbins, Laura Langmire, Tolman's, you know, I've done all these different programs for business and for personal development, for growth. And yet my life was not getting better, and I couldn't figure out why. But once you remove those things and you really, you find out the truth, life becomes effortless, beautiful, and so much fun.
Yeah. One thing I can say for sure, that for me as a teacher, I think that I have a different in viewpoint. I have a major difference of viewpoint about teaching, because I consider teaching not a process of adding data, but the process of deleting fake realities. Most teachers think that as a teacher, you need to add data for the student. I say, no, you already know. And if I would just remove the blinders, you will discover that you know. And my job is just to convince you that you can look. It's safe to look. And if you look, you will see that you know. And that's amazing, because once you realize that you know, you actually don't need me, because you know. You become the source over your knowledge. You are not some kind of a parrot that repeating something that someone else say. You don't go and say, Johnny said that. It's your knowledge. And yeah, that's a big, big difference in viewpoint.
Absolutely. And I really love that about you, because it's not just that you say you are perfect and anything that's not perfect is not you. It's really it's true. And because of that, it allows each one of us to become more able, to become more us, become you, instead of a teacher that says, okay, you guys, you have no clue, let me teach you, let me show you, because I know and you don't know. That is such a powerful difference, because it makes you cause, and it puts you in the driver's seat. It makes you the creator of your life, and not the effect of somebody else telling you what he knows and what you don't know. Yeah. And I've always loved that. I love that. And
thank you.
It works. It brings the results more than anything else I've seen or I've done.
Yeah, I think that the major difference is, I really, when you learn from me, I don't tell you what you need to know. I actually get you to look, and you decide what's true for you. I start every seminar with one sentence. Every seminar I ever done, I've started with this sentence, that, and I say, anything I'm going to teach you today is not true. And everyone look at me, so why are we sitting here? And I say, unless it's true for you.
Yeah, I can attest. Every single webinar, every single seminar,
it needs to be yours. So this is very different.
Yeah, very beautiful. Well, I'm looking forward to Wednesday.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for joining me today, and thank you for everyone. And thank you for organizing all of those series of webinars, of interviews, and the show, and for doing all this work at the background. So today I'm interviewing you, but usually you are the one that organizing everything, so this thing can happen and people can get all this data from those interviews. So thank you. You really, really have a lot of people.
Yes. And thank you for all the lives you're changing, and for everything that you've done to help me.
Thank you. So thank you for joining, everyone. Thank you, Shamaya. And I will see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Ahmed. He's an amazing, unbelievable person, speakers, coach, and a friend. He's a very, very, very amazing person. If you never met him, you should. And you have, and we will talk about relationship again, but from a different viewpoint. Yes, I love you. Thank you very much. Almost.